930 KNSS. And welcome back as well to Speaker of the House, Ron Reichman. So, you know, before the break, we were talking about the possibility of a constitutional amendment on school funding. And I know, you know, we heard about it in committee. I served on that particular committee. We did, I can't remember, what, 4 days. It was, we vetted that bill. I'm curious, Mr. Speaker, do you think, is there any chance we can get that out of the House this next session?
You know, you talked about before the break that we'd take 84 votes. And, you know, you would think with 85 Republicans we could, but it's not as simple as that. You know, the answer to that question is that it's not, I think, with things that I can say or that you can say or folks that are typically on the right. It's going to be the rest of the state speaking up. John, this should not be a Republican or Democrat issue. This should be a rule of law issue. It should be who gets to make the decisions for the finances of the state, and who has a chance to listen to testimony across the state and balance the needs. And that clearly is defined in our Constitution, Article 2, and that's the power of the legislature. But it's going to take some of the other core services of the government to speak out. It's going to be the folks at mental health that realize the places that there's need. That quite frankly, if we adequately fund those, it will alleviate stress on the entire system, or our highway contractors, or even the folks at Board of Regents on higher education. It's not going to be 60 to 65 conservative Republicans saying that we need this. It's going to need the rest of the state, the other folks to chime in and say enough's enough. Let's allow a ballot question for the rest of the state to weigh in and help us with this puzzle.
You know, that has been my biggest frustration with this entire argument from day one, is the legislature is not passing this. The legislature is just putting it on the ballot and letting the people of Kansas have their say. And that has been my, you know, for the opposition party to be so adamantly opposed. Literally, I consider this voter suppression. Let's put it out there and let the folks have their day in court, for lack of a better term. And if we're so wrong, then the voters will reject it. But I have a sneaking suspicion the reason they're so opposed is because they know that if put to a vote, it would likely pass. So a couple of other – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that there's other core functions of government that must be funded.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we spoke with Governor Elect Kelly. The question came up, why would you want to give away the power that you just worked for? Especially what she can tell when read the spreadsheets and what's going to happen 3 and 4 years out. Right when she's be running for re-election, she's either going to cut schools or raise taxes. And the easiest way, but the best way to handle this is allow the people of the state to help us. And I'm not scared of the voters of Kansas and what their answer might be.
No, I'm with you. I give them credit. I'm afraid that the opposition is they just don't. Let me give you I posted on Facebook that I was going to have you on. I got a whole bunch of messages and responses, and people were excited the opportunity to have the Speaker of the House on. So I got a whole bunch of topics that, you know, were emailed and texted to me. And just to give you a couple of quickies here, first off, and I think I'm going to do an entire segment next week on this, marijuana. You know, a lot of people say they want to do cannabis because – They call a spade. So marijuana, medical or recreational, what are your thoughts? Do you think there's a chance one way or the other?
Well, like most issues of this magnitude, we'll let we allow the folks of Kansas to come in and testify one way or the other. We were able to pass CBD oil last year, which didn't have the THC in it. We'll kind of see how that works out. But we're not afraid of the debate and discussion. Our health committee, I'm sure, will look at it, and we'll see how the process works out.
Yeah, I will give that you have done a really good job, both having debates on the floor, encouraging both in the floor and in committees. I think we've seen much more open and transparent debates in both. So Credit to you on that. An issue that I also, you'll recognize I bring this up, is the internet sales tax. That's, somebody brought that up. We talked about it last week on the show. I know some have talked about it. Laura Kelly talked about it as maybe a way to pay for her wanting to lower the sales tax on food. Problem is, that's, you know, robbing from Peter to pay Paul. And many, I consider it that way. A lot of others do as well. It's, any way you look at it, it's a new tax. Your thoughts on the internet sales tax?
Yeah, that one we talked about a little bit last year. Then, of course, we had the Supreme Court ruling that kind of changed things. It's one that, if it does come up, I'm sure it'll be offset with a different tax, so it's not seen as a tax increase. John, I think you and I have talked about this, and I'm not sure we agreed. It also can be a fairness issue for some of the folks that have the brick-and-mortar stores, that do provide local jobs, do provide property taxes for our local communities. So we need to, again, take a look at it and see what's fair. As if any time you're talking about taxes, it's fair. A bit of an oxymoron there, but I'm sure we're going to have a discussion about it. My goal, if it does come out, it is going to be a revenue neutral or actually a decrease. One thing that we need to caution is that a lot of folks are actually paying this money already. And so, what are
that's
the notes
true.
From our, yeah, so
that's
any,
true.
Any of the notes or any of the money that we think may be coming in, we may already be.
Mr. Speaker, I hate to do it, but thank you for joining us tonight.
All right. Thanks for having me on, John.
Taco Bell is
take care.
Giving away-